Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Coming up next, Lisa Brox learns the secret of plating the perfect poached egg in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Home cooks are the people for whom doing certain things in the kitchen isn't a bewildering or intimidating process. These are the people who instinctively understand food and kitchens and chemistry, rhythm and cadence of kitchen choreography. The rest of us, we who just cook at home, do a decent job of putting meals together, but probably have certain stumbling blocks. A very unscientific poll of friends who cook at home revealed that there are several so-called basic kitchen techniques that freak them out, but two in particular caught my attention: making a good pie crust and poaching eggs. My friend Millicent Soros is a real cook. She's worked in kitchens in Portland, helped open restaurants in New York City, and currently teaches classes at the Brooklyn Kitchen in Brooklyn, New York, including a pie class and breakfast and brunch classes. "Oh, New York," she told me in a recent email, "your tiny kitchens and hapless humans have enabled me to make a living." She stopped in Urbana on her tour for her recently published cookbook, How to Build a Better Pie. Pie crust, I can usually manage, but consistently good egg poaching, I'm an overcooker, stymies me. Millicent and I go back about 16 years, so in exchange for a place to crash, she agreed to show me her technique for poaching eggs. But the first thing we did was go to Seven Sisters Farm in Sydney, Illinois, to get some super fresh eggs.
The fresher the eggs are, the better, because the egg whites deteriorate as time goes on because the shell's porous, and so the water evaporates. You know, like, you can tell which is the freshest egg is the heaviest egg, and because the white is more intact.
Kathy Capel of Seven Sisters Farm has about 60 chickens laying eggs. Some are ISA Browns and some are Plymouth Barred Rocks, a heritage breed. She gets about 60 eggs a day, give or take, and sells them to a plethora of customers. The eggs have mocha brown shells and are gorgeous when cracked, boasting deep orange yolks and sturdy whites. The chickens live in their chicken wagon at night, but pretty much have the run of the farm along with sheep, dogs, guinea fowl, turkeys, and cats during the day.
I have gotten really good reviews about my eggs lately. It's just, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I'm producing these eggs. They're just the same as everybody else's eggs. But I raise chickens, I think, in a lot of ways, the ways grandmothers raised them a long time ago.
It was raining and we were pressed for time. We decided to leave the barn to get eggs from Kathy's cold room.
Okay, so where do you keep, where's the magical basement? Okay, can we go down there?
Yes, but it's really a mess.
That's okay. Everybody says that before you enter their basement.
Well, yeah, this is 1895 basement. They probably poured the concrete.
She had 3 dozen eggs left. I wanted a couple dozen for poaching practice, and Millicent, who was about to hit the road, couldn't resist getting her own dozen to take up to Chicago, her next stop. So visiting the farm was great, but let's face it, I was eager to get back to my house to see Millicent actually poach an egg. I wanted her to show me the error of my ways.
You always want salt in the water. And do you want to do this with vinegar or without? A little bit of vinegar helps to set the yolk.
She recommended cracking the egg on a flat surface to prevent shell pieces from getting into the small bowl you place the egg in. The saucepan should be small, and the water in it should have some salt added to it, maybe some vinegar, which she thought I should do, but I opted out of. The water has to come to a boil. You bring it down to a simmer. You swirl the water and add the egg. And that was when I found out where I'd gone wrong.
Should I not poach things with the lid on?
No, that's what's doing it. You don't want to trap it in there. Unless you're working like a brunch line and your ticket's dragging.
Watching eggs poach, which I could do now because, you know, no lid, is amazing. They're cooking right there under your nose, whites swaying gently in the water like jellyfish. To be done, the whites need to not be super slippery and the yolk needs to not jiggle too much. Sliding a slotted spoon under the egg helped us figure these things out because no timer with Millicent. When they were done, we scooped the eggs out of their water bath and slid them into a bowl. And that was how I learned to correctly poach an egg. Remember, no lid. For In My Backyard, this is Lisa Brox.